Hello everybody, George here, and today I'd like to talk about my latest acquisition, which, as if I needed more. This is a small one though, it doesn't take up much space. It's a little mixer, stereo disco mixer to be precise. It's made by Realistic, which of course is the house brand for Radio Shack. Came by this on one of my regular romps through the thrift stores with my friend Paul. We sort of try to get in there and look at different things and come out unscathed, as we put it, which means we don't buy anything. But sometimes we'll hook the odd thing up and test it or learn about it, and sometimes we do kind of grab the odd little thing if I'm really insatiably curious and have to be taking it apart to figure out how it works and how it was built. Yeah, I think I'm a hopeless tinker. Anyway, so I couldn't resist this. It's a little beat up. Kind of the front face is scratched in a few places. Quite a few, really. And the, I don't know if you'd call them knobs, off the faders are all missing. You can still work the fader because there's the bare metal piece that sticks up. Whether you call that a shaft or not, because it's a fader, I don't know. And they work pretty smoothly, except for the phono ones kind of have an odd click to them. These things, I looked them up online, and there's scant information about them, particularly where the specifications are concerned. There seems to be a lot of them that went through eBay and various selling sites and range anywhere from, oh, I think somebody asked $20 for one in the original box. There might have been some lower bids. One guy wanted $100 for one, but he had the adapter. Which leads me to the next part. I'll get into sort of what it's about. There are five faders on the front, and there's two microphone faders, so there's mic one and mic two. Then you have two turntable faders for bringing levels of that up and down, and then the last fader on the right is a tape fader for bringing that up and down. There's no master fader to speak of, which is kind of curious. This thing seems to have a lot of gain, and they could have done with a volume control or some sort of final adjustment to that. I think, my humble opinion. The mic inputs are, well, everything's on the back. All the connections are on the back of this. And, two mic jack, well, there's on the, going, if you had this thing turned so the back was facing you, which probably somebody sighted would do, you have the power input, which in this case is 6 volts in. I wasn't able to get the 6 volt matching adapter, but I used one of those sort of all-purpose universal adapters where you can switch the voltage to the correct one and what have you. It works, but out of the headphone amp it hums a bit, so I think it could stand a little bit better filtering. Probably have to seek out a better power supply, or there is the option on the back. There's a little metal cover that unscrews. And in that is a little connector. Let's take that apart. Doing it as I speak, this is interesting. And it's a big enough screw that I can get at it directly. Cover comes off, and there's a little container in there that holds 4 AA batteries. 2 on each side. And then they connect to something that looks like a 9-volt battery connector, but it's really just for this holder. Get in there. There we go. Still not. I'm going to have to pause this and fight with it later. There we go. Anyway, it's a neat little mixer. 6 volts. And only 35 milliamps. So, I mean, the power demands on this are extremely low. The supply that I have is capable of driving basically a full amp out of it. So, and there's an odd thing about it. Anyways, so I was going to describe the back panel where all the connections are. You got the power input starting on the left. Next to that, the main output. Then there's the tape out, so that's for sending into your deck. Then your tape in, which is where your deck comes into the mixer. And each of the phonos, you have, now you're starting with the phonos, so you have ceramic, they all have left and right on the ones that I'm talking about, and they're all RCA connects. So we'll just do them as the item. So you have the pair of left and right phono ceramic, left and right magnetic phono. That's for phono number 2, and then the same thing for phono number 1. And then your quarter inch inputs for mic 2 and mic 1. They're kind of reversed, so that as the unit would face you normally, they're oriented the same way as the faders are. There's two big power meters on top, and a series of rocker switches. I kind of dealt with the faders first, because they're the first thing that meets you at the front of the machine. Behind them is a rocker switch for each of the channels, which is labeled, I had a friend read this, it's labeled Q and In. And In means it's in the mix, Q means it's there for you to listen to on the headphones. There's a mono stereo switch on the right, just above the most right-hand Q switch, and then a power switch for on-off. And, interesting little machine. I think it's a little overbuilt. They seem to have something of an odd little internal secondary power supply, and a lot of you might not understand that. It's pretty technical, but there's something in there that makes the 6 volts, I would think, into a higher voltage rather than just powering it directly. Discovered this kind of the hard way. I turned it on, and I got some sort of hum out of the headphone amp, but then it seemed to take a while for anything else to happen where I got any kind of signal out of the rest of it. It does work, by the way. It does work. I'm able to get sound through it. It's a bit noisy. It hisses, which I'm a little disappointed in, but if you use something else to, if you hook it up to, say, a line input on a stereo system and then just turn it down and kind of try to zero up your inputs, it's not so bad. You can still sort of jockey them back and forth. I'll pause this for a moment. I've plugged it all in and I'm going to turn it on. And this is what led me to believe there was a separate little oscillator with some sort of, I don't know if it's a voltage regulator or a secondary power supply or what's going on in there, but you can actually hear an acoustic hum from the mixer. I'll just turn it on here. I hope that showed up there, but I can hear it just a little away from there. I'm actually sitting upright and can hear it, so when I was turning it on, I actually had the mic right close to the mixer. Now, some of that does get through the signal path, but only if you have it turned up with no signal coming through it. So, kind of curious little thing. I've had it apart from the bottom, and there's not much I can get to, and I really don't want to mess with taking apart the top. Oh, yeah, there's a battery. There's a push button to the left of the 2 meters that's a battery tester, so if you can see, you can probably hear that the, that's really good, yeah. If you can see, you can probably see the meter moving to tell you that the battery's good or not. I accidentally had, my power supply for some reason is, it reads too much voltage. Didn't realize this till later. I had it set properly to 6 volts. And then I hit the battery test by mistake and heard the meter click, so it bottomed out the meter. So I reduced the voltage. Thankfully, I haven't damaged anything. But I may have to upgrade that power supply, get something that's a little bit more accurate, or just put batteries in it. Anyway, it's sort of odd. I'm wondering what they could have run this with. Like, what would they use at the back end of this? Would they use another amplifier? Kind of defeats the purpose, because a regular integrated amp, let's say, would have a phono preamp and everything in there. Unless this could just work as an add-on, where you would just use the mixing aspect of it and use the amp basically as a volume control, but that